This is Scott Newby Burke. I wanted to clarify a couple things that we talked about in the Gary W. interview. First is he did mention that he is buying his direct mail leads through the Monumental Lead Program, which is a subsidized lead program to get them at a lower cost of $300 per 1,000 pieces dropped. When you buy leads through the Monumental Program, they do need to be sold on the Monumental product. Gary's brand new, and he was kind of mixing his product with those leads. We're going to fix that problem right away. He'll get some leads that are not tied to the Monumental. When you're on the Monumental Lead Program, if you're selling more companies than Monumental, I always recommend for agents to also buy, for every 1,000 you buy through Monumental, buy 1,000 through a generic lead vendor. That way you'll be putting enough production with Monumental, as long as you make them your first go-to company, based on all your leads. Not all the leads will come from them, and that way if you have a situation where one of their leads is not a good fit for their product, you can be comfortable selling it with whatever does fit well, since you're going to bring a lot of business to Monumental that did not come from their leads. So that's the way to do that and have a proper mix and not be taking advantage of a subsidized lead program. The other thing is Gary had mentioned about 50% commissions. I should have clarified that when I heard it during the interview, and I didn't embellish that. But what he means by that, since everyone knows we pay much higher commissions than that on final expense, we recommend, if agents can do it, to take 50% advances. Most final expense products pay 110 to 115% commissions on the first year plus the renewals. So we recommend that if you can take a 50% advance on, say, a 110 contract, you're getting 60% of your annual premium right up front when you make the sale. The other 60% is owed to you over the next 12 months. So generally most companies are going to pay that starting in month 7. And you'll be much better off having lesser advances and have money owed to you by the insurance companies. You always want them to owe you money, not you to owe them money. Some of these final expense marketers convince agents to take 80% contracts with 100% advancing or close to 100% advancing, and like that's going to be better off, where you're going to get a little more money up front, but then nothing is owed to you. As soon as you get a charge back from the company, you're in bad shape and you already owe them money. They'll talk about not rolling the debts up to the agent's advances and things like that. All they're doing is building a bigger and bigger debt snowball rather than money that's owed to you from the company, which is what you're going to get with our program. Now, if an agent can't budget on a 50% advance and needs more up front, you know, 75% advances are available with just about all of our companies. We just encourage agents to think long-term, not short-term. Do whatever's best for your particular business, but don't get yourself in financial debt to any company. Well, that's pretty much it. Everything else was self-explanatory. I hope you guys got a lot out of Gary's interview. He's off to a great start. Hope everybody can learn from that and do the same thing themselves. Thank you very much. Bye.